Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barclay Ponders Out Loud podcast. Instructional coaches and leaders create the environment that supports teachers to continually imagine, grow, and achieve. They model an excitement for learning that teachers in turn model for students. This podcast is dedicated to promoting the important aspects of instructional leadership. Thanks for listening. I'm thrilled you're here. Confidence and humility support continuous growth. I was introduced to the concept of confident humility in Adam Grant's book, Think Again. He describes it as having faith in your capability while appreciating that you may not have the right solution or may not even be addressing the right problem. He reminds us that humility is not about low self-confidence, but about being grounded and recognizing that we are flawed and fallible. Confidence is a measure of how much you believe in yourself. You can be confident in your ability to achieve a goal in the future while maintaining the humility to question your current skills or approach. Confidence is based on certainty about your beliefs and conviction, and uncertainty about your beliefs or doubt in your abilities. The tension here lies in the suggestion that we need to be both certain and uncertain about our beliefs while having both conviction and doubt in our abilities. A confidently humble person is aware that their thinking might be wrong, and hence is not certain about it, but is confident in their ability to arrive at the correct solution, and hence is not riddled by self-doubt. Phil Tetlock, the author of Super Forecasters, provides an insight that I feel aligns with educators planning for teaching and learning. See what you think. Quote, a recognition that reality is profoundly complex, that seeing things clearly is a constant struggle when it can be done at all, and that human judgment must therefore be riddled with mistakes. I'm going to read it again, and I want you to listen to it this time and think about how it applies to planning for learning. Quote, a recognition that reality is profoundly complex, that seeing things clearly is a constant struggle when it can be done at all, and that human judgment must therefore be riddled with mistakes. I see that description perfectly fitting a teacher who's planning a lesson with an expectation of who the students are that will be participating. But on any given day, any number of experiences can change the student's readiness and willingness for the planned learning event. While I'd hesitate to label the teacher's instruction as a mistake, it didn't accomplish what it had been planned to do. And the teacher needs the confidence to modify or replan and the humility to not have a need to place blame. The element of self-doubt is sometimes referred to as imposter syndrome. It's when we ponder, am I really up to this? Am I qualified? In an interview with Adam Grant, he suggested, quote, when you have those imposter thoughts, see them as an opportunity to be a better learner and use it to propel yourself forward instead of holding yourself back, end quote. He cited research suggesting that there are surprising benefits to doubting whether you're as good as others think you are. The research he pointed to suggested that medical professionals listen to patients more carefully when they have more frequent imposter thoughts. Investment professionals make better decisions on average when they had imposter thoughts. Imposter thoughts can motivate you to work harder and smarter. They can remind you that you don't know everything and need to learn from others. They might cause you to rethink the way that everybody else has always done things. That sounds like an open mindset, a mindset that's needed for coaching. One, reminded that you don't know everything and need to learn from others. Two, willing to rethink the way that you and maybe everyone else has always done things. Consider this quote from Ines Lee. Quote, "Confidently humble people recognize reality as composed of shades of gray, not the extremes of black and white. They understand that there are more than two sides to the story and embrace competing and conflicting claims." Another description of this openness, what I sometimes call a coachability trait, is the term intellectual humility. I was introduced to that term, intellectual humility, listening to Daniel Pink's podcast. He defined it as being less certain about one's views and more intellectually humble about what one knows and understands. It's a willingness to recognize that what you think and what you believe might be wrong. Listen to his description and the questions he encourages us to ask ourselves.
You know, there's one trait in others that I really admire, in part because I see it so rarely: intellectual humility. Intellectual humility is the willingness to recognize that what you think, what you believe, might be wrong. It's not about being a pushover or lacking confidence, quite the opposite. Intellectual humility is about being open and recognizing that we all have cognitive blind spots. But developing this virtue is really hard. I've looked around for advice, and the best seems to come from Warren Berger, author of The Book of Beautiful Questions. He suggests four questions to test your intellectual humility. I've found them really useful, and here they are. The first question: do I think more like a soldier or a scout? Soldiers defend positions, scouts explore new territory. Second, would I rather be right or would I rather understand? Long-term knowledge is way more valuable than a short-term victory. Third, do I solicit and seek out opposing views? Instead of saying, "Don't you agree?" say, "Tell me if you disagree and explain why." Fourth, do I enjoy the pleasant surprise of discovering I'm mistaken? Being wrong isn't a failure, it's a success. You've just learned something new. Intellectual humility is in short supply today.
The link to Pink's podcast and Warren Berger's book, The Book of Beautiful Questions, is in the podcast lead-in. Coaching leaders should be models of confident humility, continuously presenting themselves as learners. A coach shows curiosity for the teaching and learning process. Coaches are flexible, and they know that there's more than one way for student success to be achieved. A difficulty that coaches sometimes face is personalizing a teacher's rejection of our suggested approach, or even of the school's required approach. A bruised ego can interfere with the coach's ability to keep the teacher engaged in thinking. And that thinking, reflection, is key for the teacher's continuous growth. I have found success in working with a teacher who's challenging a strategy or approach by having the teacher test out a hypothesis that differs from the suggestion, keeping the conversation more scientist-like than lawyer-like can open possibilities for the discovery of new learning for both the coach and the teacher. Coaches can support teachers' humble confidence. Continuous teacher growth requires teachers to be vulnerable and risk discovering that their current practices can be improved. One's ego can get in the way when we feel a need to protect ourselves from discovering what we did not know. From my earliest work in coaching, I saw the need to provide teachers with feedback that's reinforcing of their thinking and their commitment to student learners. Teachers spend so much time working in isolation that their real work is seldom recognized. Celebrating with a teacher, which could be a smile or a thumbs up as an instructional strategy succeeds in generating the desired student engagement and learning production behaviors, can have a lasting impact. Just the way that teachers need to individualize positive feedback as well as the next challenge in order to maximize student success, coaches need to personalize both feedback, positive and challenging, for teachers. Teaching is a profession which, like other professions, has much uncertainty. Humble confidence can guide us as educators to continuous learning that supports today's and tomorrow's students. I'd love to hear your thoughts on coaching leaders modeling and promoting confident humility. Leave me a note at barclaypd.com. And as always, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to Steve Barclay Ponders Out Loud on iTunes and Podbean. And please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. I also want to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barclay, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.